Good morning. It's 11:06 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF and time for the Dr. Triana Show. This is a live medical talk show in which you're encouraged to participate. Phone lines wide open at 206-1580, toll free 888-441-1580. The Dr. Triana Show brought to you by the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. And now, our host in the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Oh, I have to say, last night I watched one of our most famous local chefs, Jeannie Roland, and I'm so proud that she beat Bobby Flay.
Wow.
Isn't that great? She has the restaurant The Perfect Caper, and her husband James Roland and Punta Gorda. And I thought, oh my goodness, a local girl. Well, she didn't grow up here, but she's from here. She's made a career. She's so creative, so talented. How proud to have someone from our beautiful town make it on TV and beat Bobby Flay.
Her food is absolutely incredible. I would say stellar. I mean, just amazing.
The show was very, very good. And it built up, you know, with the tension. Oh, yeah. And you.
Was this Throwdown with Bobby Flay?
It was called Beat Bobby Flay.
Oh, Beat Bobby Flay. Okay.
So between that and I switched back and forth to the Republican, debates. I thought it was interesting. But I was there at the Caper last night, and it was so neat because they had two big televisions. And I thought, geez, this is really cool. Really cool. I didn't stay till 10 o'clock because my days on a Thursday are very long and very busy, which I am so happy. But so I went home and watched it with my munchkins, my little Dachshunds. They're so, cute. Anyways, so today we have a wonderful show. Last week we spoke about the birds and the bees and sex after 50. And it was so nice that one of the callers was my mother. And my mother is pretty, I would say, she was raised very strict. But she called in and had such a cute little saying. Anyway, so if you ever want to, if you ever miss one of my shows, go to the Triana Prevention Center.com. And all the shows are archived there. You know, we have guests, we have great topics. If you feel like you missed something, or what about maybe you heard something and you want somebody you know or love to listen to the show, well, go to that website. And then you can learn more about me, about my office, about what I do. As you all know, I'm a family physician who also is a lipidologist and also the only lipidologist in Charlotte County, the only certified menopause practitioner, and the only bio-T practitioner. And we're going to talk more about that today because our topic today is really good. So you hear about hormones, and I talk about hormones and how important your balancing your hormones are. So what are two big impacts, the big impacts that your bones, well, as I say, there's certain effects that you feel and certain effects that you don't feel. So one of the effects you don't feel is the wonderful effect hormone balancing has on your bones. So we're going to speak today about osteoporosis. So osteoporosis is very important. What was that song? Them bones, them bones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what connected to bones? Well, I'm not a singer, so I'm just going to say. Anyways, so we're going to talk about your bones and another very important part of your body that's affected by hormone balance is your vagina, your vaginal health. And everyone out there who's a girl, this better tune in. And anybody out there who's a boy or a man who's interested in knowing about vaginal health, well, gee, that should be, everybody should be listening to this program. Tell your friends, this is a great show. It's always something to learn. You know, I love to learn. I do a lot of research on preparing the shows, research to have my my guest on, and I just enjoy it so much. I'm a bookworm. I love to learn. I love to read any way I can. I love science. So that's one of the goals I have. And I've said this before, my mission is to help people, everyone out there, understand about their bodies. Don't you think that's important, Zane?
It sure is, just for long-term health and happiness. We want you to have more good years.
Right, more good years. And we want you to have more fun in those good years. And we want you to have more sex. Wow, we said it. Why not? Should not everyone have an intimate life? Yes, an intimate life is forever. So I have another announcement. I'm very excited because tomorrow I am going to be from 9 to 10, and you're here at the boards, right, Zane?
Yes.
I'm going to be on the Mr. Donald show.
You are going to love it. It's really, really fun.
Oh, he is so interesting. So what happens was I gave a talk to the Kiwanis, and it was such an honor, and it was the topic about the birds and the bees, of course, and sex after 50. So Mr. Donald Buck, who is also a reverend, and such a brilliant, charismatic person, he invited me to be on his show tomorrow. I'm excited.
So are we.
But I'm a little nervous too. You know, because, you know, now I'm going to be the guest. I'm not going to be the host. So as the guest, I said, so what would you like to talk about? He says, whatever you want to talk about, but he wants to focus on my bucket list. I go, that's pretty interesting. So, Mom, if you're listening to the show, one of my items on my bucket list is to take you and my sister, Denise, to England, because my mother wants to go on a European trip. So, just so you know, that's one of my things on my bucket list. So we're going to be saving for that.
What a beautiful place to go.
Oh, I'm just...
It's on my list, too.
Well, I love to travel, I love to learn, and I love history. So when you put history together, oh my goodness, this is where history happened, in this beautiful palace or this museum, or you see beautiful artwork that maybe was done in the 1600s, and it's still glorious today. You know, that's exciting.
Sure is.
So... I have many more things to talk about tomorrow on my bucket list. So if you tune in tomorrow, I'll be here with the Mr. Donald show. I think it's going to be really fun, Zane. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, it always is. Every week we have a blast.
Oh, he's cool. So today we're going to talk about osteoporosis. So listen in. This is important. I thought it was very interesting. We need to think of bone as a living tissue. You know, we look at skeletons, people look at them like for Halloween, and people get scared and it looks hard, you know, a skeleton looks hard, and or you touch the bones if they've been, or bones of animals. Well, no, bones are living. It's a living tissue. And our bone is constantly being formed and reabsorbed, formed and reabsorbed. So there's a balance there of these cells. They're called osteoblasts, osteoclasts. They're either being made, the bone is being made, or being reabsorbed. So if you reabsorb more than you form, what happens? It starts looking like tissue paper. And we call that osteoporosis. So that means in a very common term, you could say the bones become thinner. So when the bones aren't as strong as we want them to be, then you're more prone to fractures, breaking your bones. So did you know that every 10 years, your entire skeleton is replaced? I thought that's pretty interesting. Every 10 years. So
you're literally not the same person you were 10 years ago.
Well, those bones are not.
Yeah.
Okay. But other cells are always changing too. So I want everyone to understand, we know, you know, I think most of us kind of take for granted our bodies, a lot of people do, and our bones, especially when you don't think about it, it's there. But my goodness, when you break a bone or you get a fracture, we call it a fracture, you will remember and you'll know how important your bones are because they sustain your body. 50% of women over the age of 50 will have either a hip, a wrist, or a spine fracture. What is a spine fracture? That's your vertebrae. What happens? The vertebrae, you know, compose our spine. When they start to collapse and from osteoporosis, they get like a wedge and it's called a spinal fracture. There's certain things you could do to help that. But in the meantime, it causes much pain and can compress the nerves. So men also are prone to osteoporosis. In fact, it's recommended that every man over the age of 70 should have a bone density exam to check the bones. Now, if you're Asian or white or menopausal, you are more prone to osteoporosis. So what are the symptoms? Well, you know, at first you don't feel anything. You walk around, you go, yeah, you're not feeling what your bones are doing until they break. But there's in the early stages, you don't feel anything. But let me tell you, if you get a collapsed vertebrae, you're going to feel pain in your back. You're going to have loss of height. A lot of women, as they get older, they start to shrink. And men, too. You might be stooping over. You know that dowager hump that you've heard about? Well, guess what? That's caused from osteoporosis. There's even some people who will break their ribs just from a cough. Just from a cough. Or they'll bump into something and they'll break a rib because they have osteoporosis. The bone is not as strong. And the most important thing to do is something we should have done. You know, at the Triana Prevention Center, what are we trying to do? Trying to prevent these major events such as bone fractures or, you know, breaking a hip or breaking an ankle. Well, your peak bone mass is around the age 20s. So you have to eat good when you're young, have calcium in your diet. And one of the sources of calcium is green leafy vegetables. So if you never reach your peak bone mass, it's not good. Then from then on, you're going to be at risk for osteoporosis. And there are risk factors for osteoporosis. What are those risk factors? Well, your sex, females are more prone, your age, your race, we said white and Asian, family history. If your mother or your father had a hip fracture, that means your risk goes up. Your body frame, if you're very thin, if you've had low calcium intake all your life. Also, women or men who have had eating disorders such as anorexia will be more predisposed to osteoporosis. Isn't it important how there's so many things we can do when we're younger and as we get older to help prevent these type of problems? Yes, we can. We can help prevent. Now, if you have any questions, don't forget to call me at 206-1580. And if you don't have a question about osteoporosis, remember we're going to talk about vaginal health. If you have a question about that or any question, give us a ring. Also, people who have had gastrointestinal, like gastrectomies or surgeries for bypass, for obesity, or other types of GI surgery can be more prone to osteoporosis. Certain medications will keep you from absorbing calcium from your diet, such as seizure medications. People who have GERD, do you know the medicines that you take to help prevent reflux or acid in your stomach? Well, also you'd have decreased absorption of calcium in your diet. So all those people out there who are on medications like, and I'll say the trade names, Prevacid, Nexium, Omeprazole, Prilosec, all those medications will keep you from absorbing some of your also vitamins. So this is really important. Do you have a sedentary lifestyle? That's important too. Are you on transplant or rejection drugs? Have you been on long-term corticosteroid? Remember, corticosteroids are like prednisone. So if you're on long-term, you're at greater risk to develop osteoporosis. That might be you. So remember, you have to see what you can do to prevent it. And you need to know what is your density of your bones. Now, there is some controversy. Some of the schools of thought would be that you should do a bone density after you have menopause, which is when you develop the greater risk. Some schools of thought will say every woman at the age of 65 should have a bone density, and every man at the age of 70. So you have to individualize what is your risk factors. Have you been someone who's been on corticosteroids for a long time? Did you have an early menopause? What are your other risk factors? You know, I think some of the guidelines are so broad that we don't individualize the treatment or the course of action. So I have tried to integrate different risk factors into when I look at my patients to personalize the healthcare for each and every one of my patients. You know, I tell my patients, look, I don't practice cookie cutter medicine. That's not the way it works. I look at you, your family history, what's been your lifestyle? What are you taking? What medications? So that's all important. If you have a sedentary lifestyle, do you need to exercise more? Yes. Your muscles are the ones that put the greatest weight on your bones. So if you lay down all the time, are a couch potato, you're going to be at greater risk for osteoporosis. You got to move. Move those bones. Move your muscles. If you are a smoker, let me tell you right now, you have greater risk of osteoporosis. If you have hypothyroidism, as you all know, I balance men and women's hormones. That's one of the hormones we check for your thyroid. Are you drinking too much alcohol? Alcohol also will affect your absorption of your minerals, your vitamins, and calcium. So let's take our break, and we're going to have a little commercial because we want to hear about hormones and your bones.
Another morning where you just drag yourself out of bed after hitting the snooze button 5 times. Now you're driving to work. It's like a zombie. That lack of energy and poor sleep every night is just one sign that your hormones may be out of whack. Time to get them back in balance with BioT. Both men and women need testosterone and suffer without it. And all you need is a quick little test. My testosterone was too low, my estrogen too high, and it meant that I was just foggy and irritable every day until I learned about BioT Medical. BioT is all natural. It's not synthetic. It's not those shots or messy creams that you hear a lot about. With BioT, all you need, 2-3 treatments a year as opposed to painful shots that you're getting every week. Come out of the fog, feel youthful again, get that libido back up, feel happy, even maintain your weight loss.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990 for your appointment.
Coming up on 1125 here at News Radio 1580 WCCF. Once again, our phone lines wide open at 206-1580, toll free at 888-441-1580. And now to Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
So good morning, everyone, again. And I'm so glad you're here. Just give us a ring if you have any questions. I am so happy to be here and try to let you learn more today about your bones and the effect that your hormones have on your bones, which we know that after menopause, well, one of the first hormones women start to lose is testosterone. So, and progesterone. And then the last one to go down is estrogen. Well, all these are really important for your bones. So we've talked about different risk factors. So as your estrogen, your testosterone goes down, if your thyroid is underworking, Or the other gland that we haven't spoken about is your parathyroid gland. That parathyroid gland, there's four little ones embedded in your thyroid. And if your parathyroid is not working correctly, that's going to affect your calcium metabolism. Also, if your adrenal gland, those little glands that sit on top of your kidneys, they're very important. They're the ones that produce mineralocorticoids and corticocorticoids. So your adrenal glands don't work good, you're going to be prone to osteoporosis. Another important factor that plays in your bones is your calcium intake. We've spoken about that. Calcium is very important. And also vitamin D3. Vitamin D3, as we've spoken before, is considered now a hormone. Vitamin D3 is made in your skin, which you can get from the sun. Many people don't go out enough in the sun, or they are very fair and they're worried about sun cancer, about skin cancer. So vitamin D3 is important for your building up of your bones because it affects the calcium and those cells to go ahead and build up your bones. So one of the, when we do blood work, when patients come in and are interested in the bioidentical hormone pellet therapy, which is BioT, I also check patient's vitamin D3 levels. Now, we know that that's important for your bones, your brain. It's also important for your hormone balance and your hormone production. So we check your vitamin D3 level. Many, many people are vitamin D3 deficient. So if you're vitamin D3 deficient, and this is most common in men and women who have diabetes. So if you have diabetes, you better get your vitamin D3 checked. If you have pre-diabetes, you better get your vitamin D3 checked because you're more at risk to developing osteoporosis. And what are the complications of osteoporosis? Hip fractures. 25% of women who develop a hip fracture are not going to be alive by the end of the year. And why is that? Because of the disability factor involved with hip fractures. Many times, both men and women, when they've had their hip fractures, they end up being incapacitated and having to live in a nursing home, which puts them at risk for pneumonia if you can't move around. Spinal fractures, the pain, the chronic pain that comes from the vertebrae collapsing, that's a very serious complication. And also the effect that it has on your, not only your general well-being, but even if you have so much pain, you may be less mobile. There are tests that we can do to check for your for your bones. What are those tests? One's called a bone density or a DEXA scan, which is a very low-level x-ray to check the mineral content in your bones. Usually that's checking the hip, the spine, and some bone density machines will also check the wrist. So if you are at high risk, you need to know what we call your T-score. The T-score, if it's greater than minus 2.5, then you have osteoporosis. If you are before osteoporosis, you may have osteopenia, which is the beginning of thinning of the bone. And that's very important that we need to, as I say, head it off at the pass. Let's try to prevent progression to osteoporosis. So we're going to talk about what can we do to help build up your bones, keep your bones from going in the direction of osteoporosis. Again, if anybody has a question, please give me a call at 206-1580. This affects both men and women. There are some medications that help stop, and they work differently, stop in the osteoporosis. One of them is bisphosphonates. You might hear those, and those are called like Fosamax, Boniva. And they can be, or Actonel. They can be either oral or can be given through IV. There's also medication called Prolia. And there's another medicine, and I'm saying the trade names, Forteo, which also builds up the bone. If you feel that you are at risk, talk to your doctor or your healthcare practitioner about your bones. You know, especially if you're a smoker or if you've been on prednisone, reoccurring, or different of these other medications that we've spoken about. Look into and bring it up and check out what is your bone density and what is it you can do to help prevent progression of osteoporosis. So one of the most important ways to prevent osteoporosis is balancing your hormones. There are so many studies showing that one of the best ways is bioidentical hormone pellet therapy. So there was a study, and they compared different ways that women can get estrogen, including the patch and the pellets or by mouth. Well, which is the best one? The pellet therapy. Bones were built up more with balancing your hormones with bioidentical hormone pellet therapy. And at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance, that's what I'm doing. That's what I've been doing. And as I've spoken, I partnered with BioT, and that's what I've been doing. And the response is just phenomenal. So many patients are so happy. So happy, not only because no longer are the women having the night sweats, the hot flashes, the vaginal dryness, but look at the benefit it's doing for their bones. Another important thing to do for your bones is your calcium intake. Dairy has calcium. Dark green leafy vegetables, which everyone should be eating anyways.
That's a big surprise, because most people think of dairy products as being, you know, that's amazing.
They have calcium. Another source of calcium is canned salmon or sardines with the bones. Now, I'll have to tell you, that's not on my list of I want to eat.
Well, I like the ones with mustard. I do.
Sardines?
Yeah, I really do like the ones that are packed in mustard when I was a kid.
With mustard?
Yeah, they come in different things. There's some with hot sauce, some that are just oil. And
well, I know the Spanish in Spain eat a lot of sardines and codfish. Soya products also have calcium, like tofu. So these are sources that we can get calcium. Now, there's some controversy now. The best way, really, is to get calcium through your diet. You don't want to take too much calcium in a supplement, but diet is important. And also the vitamin D3, you can take in a supplement. And most people minimum need 1,000 international units a day. But you should check your vitamin D level and know where you're at. That's important. I check my patient's level, and I have a supplement that I offer my patients, and it has 5,000 international units. It has A, D, and K. And we know A, D, and K are important for your bone health too. You know, it's so interesting how what you eat, what you do, how your body works. It's just fascinating.
Well, you've said this many times, doctor. Our body is like an orchestra.
Yes.
And it takes every instrument playing together for it to work.
That's right. And that's part of also balancing your hormones. And, you know, I love to explain people what is the major effect. Just think about it. You remember when you were a kid? Well, do you remember going through puberty and becoming a teenager? Well, guess what was the biggest player there? Your hormones. So hormones are really important in your health, in your body. You have receptors even in your eyes, in your brain, in your bones. Isn't that fascinating? I think it is. So it's so important. You need to look also at your calcium intake. Now, if you're greater than 50 years old, it's recommended 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. The lack of vitamin D, which is vitamin D3, which we get from the sun or in supplements. If you don't have vitamin D, like when you're a little kid, you can get deficiencies can cause a vitamin D, such as rickets or osteomalacia. And also, everyone out there, please, please, please do everything you can to quit smoking. That is a major, major player in affecting your bones. And cigarette smoking also increases inflammation in your body, and which leads to vascular disease, heart attack, and stroke. So quit smoking. Do whatever you can to quit smoking. If you want good bones, think about what is the most important thing here? Your nutrition, exercise, and nutrition including vitamin D3 and calcium, exercise and lifestyle, and balancing your hormones. So we've got a lot more coming now. We're going to talk about really interesting things about vaginal health.
Okay, guys, listen up. You feel like a 70-year-old man in a 45-year-old body, can't work out like you used to. Maybe your testosterone is low. You know, testosterone is the dipstick of men's health. Levels decline after 30, accelerated by a variety of environmental chemicals that can convert the reduced testosterone you are producing to estrogen. That's the female hormone, and not good. You can change all that at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. There, your hormones are measured, a thorough physical done, and a program to restore your hormone balance is laid out for you. Bioidentical hormone pellets are inserted beneath the skin every 4 to 5 months by a certified BioT physician. 15 minutes and you're on your way to feeling better, having more energy, improved muscle tone, and renewed interest in your sex partner. Yay! Still not convinced? Go to the BioT website. That is BioTEmedical.com. Then call 625-1990 for an appointment that will change your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Let me balance your hormones with BioT. Call me at 941-625-1990 1990 for your appointment.
It's 11:38 here on the Dr. Triana Show. Once again, phone lines open 206-1580, toll free 888-441-1580. And now our program continues with Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
And good morning again. We've spoken today about osteoporosis, and today I also, in continuation of last week's, we talked about birds and the bees and sex after 50. One of the major complaints of women after they have the menopause is a condition called vaginal dryness. So if that progresses, you can go ahead and develop a condition called vaginal atrophy. Now, if you're having a major problems with vaginal dryness, there's a lot that you can do, and you need to speak again to your healthcare provider. If you have any questions about this topic, please, we're here for you. Call me at 206-1580. I want you to understand what to do. Now, if you just have mild, what we call vulvar irritation, remember the vulva is the area around and surrounding the vagina. That's very important. So if you have irritation or discomfort, the first thing you should do is do not use soap in the inner parts of your vulva. You know, some of the soaps have heavy perfumes or creams, and we can actually irritate our what we call our mucous membranes. Those tissues, as we get older, can become drier, thinner, more friable, and we don't want to use certain creams or soaps. Clean water is perfectly adequate to wash in your vulvar area. Try to use unscented toilet papers and it has no dyes or scents. Try to wash your underwears in detergents without dyes and perfumes. A lot of, you know, women and men, some of the detergents have all kinds of chemicals and dyes. I personally like clear, the ones that has no dye, as little as possible, without dyes and perfumes. Try and stop using fabric softener or anti-cling laundry products. Now, this isn't, remember, if you have vaginal or vulvar irritation, these are some of the first steps you should do. And don't put perfume or lotions. And you don't need to douche before or after sex. Because what are you going to do? You are going to change the pH in your vagina. So as women become older and they have the menopause and they have related vaginal dryness. Now remember, young women can also develop the menopause. Once you have your ovaries removed, you are in menopause at whatever age. Once you no longer are producing, if you have no longer ovaries, you are in menopause. Now, your uterus could be removed and you could still have your ovaries. But if you have your ovaries removed, we call that surgical menopause. Some women have that at an early age. So remember, you're more prone to the symptoms that you could get from menopause, even though you're young. And some women have premature ovarian failure. That means their ovaries stop working for whatever reason. So that's very important to understand. Now, why is vaginal dryness important? Because with penetration of the vagina, you could have pain, therefore making sexual intercourse very uncomfortable. Well, no, it should be pleasurable. You should not have pain. And that's very important. If this is a problem, you need to have a thorough also vaginal exam, pelvic exam, a gynecological exam. So when you have sexual intercourse, you could also be associated with difficult having arousals or even having orgasms if you have vaginal dryness. We have a caller. Hello, caller?
No, I wasn't calling about that.
What was your question?
No.
What was your question, caller?
Okay. All right. Maybe he thought he was trying to contest and he had the wrong station or something.
Yes. Remember one time a call about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We've got different calls sometimes, I guess. This is the lines that are open for other shows, too.
But what better contest could you win than good health?
Of course. And this is part of good health. Every part of your body is important. Every part of your body. And that's why on this program, I speak about every part of your body. We've spoken today about your bones. And we're also speaking about vaginal health. How important is that? It affects us all. And we need to know about it. And so what are some of the treatments we can do to help you so that you don't have vaginal dryness or pain with intercourse, which the medical term is called dyspareunia. So there's different lubricants. Well, you might see those on the television, or you might see that on different women's health sites. What are the lubricants? We have water-based lubricants. We have silicone-based lubricants, or we have oil-based. We don't want ever to use oil-based lubricants in our vulva or our vagina. Those are not good. In fact, they can cause more irritation. What are the oil-based? The mineral oil, the petroleum, Vaseline. We don't want petroleum-based oils at all. The silicone-based, we have such brands as Pink, Pure Pleasure. There's other ones. The water-based, FemGlide, KY Jelly, those are the ones. We also have, which is very important, vaginal moisturizers. Those are the ones that help correct the pH. And we also have vaginal estrogen products. How do lubricants work? Well, they work by decreasing the friction in the vulva, and they help because that genital tissue becomes very dry, and this is going to reduce the friction and therefore hopefully decrease any discomfort. We know that lubricants can be used both intravaginally, or your partner can be using them too. You may also need lubricants if you are using any type of vaginal toys. You may also need to use lubricants on your partner's penis. This is very important. The lubricants are going to help, but they're not going to correct the underlying root cause of the vaginal dryness. So we're going to talk about that. You need to speak to your healthcare provider what is best for you. There are lubricants also that have kind of like a tingling feeling. Some of these lubricants actually have, would you believe this, capsaicin, which is a component of chili peppers. And some women feel that this increases the arousal. Some of these lubricants may also have menthol. Now, I have spoken to a few of my patients, and some have told me they are very uncomfortable. Another told me they thought it enhanced their pleasure. So, you know, I would say the verdict's still out there. Anyone who has tried this, if you want to give me a call at 206-1580, that's, you know, again, it's something that's personal preference. The moisturizers are used on a daily basis, and these also can help reduce friction because they are absorbed in the skin, and they also kind of mimic the natural secretions that your vagina has. But remember, the root cause is lack of estrogen. So if you have vaginal dryness or vaginal burning, you need to look into the fact that maybe your hormones are not balanced. The moisturizers are used regularly. They're not used just before sex like the lubricants. So that's important. And they are usually have applicators, and those lubricants are put in the vagina. So that's really important. So it looks at the pH, because we want the vagina to be more acidic. And that's very important. So women who have problems such as dryness, burning, you also need to check in to make sure you don't have an infection. What are some common vaginal infections? Such things as yeast infections or candida. You might have bacterial vaginosis. You could also have chlamydia. Those are other infections. Or other infections that can be involving your genitals, such as gonorrhea. So it's really important, again, don't just fluff it off. You want to have good vaginal health. Everyone should be comfortable and be able to have a good sexual life. So one of the other ways, which is a topical way for your vagina, is using low-dose vaginal estrogen therapy. Now, that can be using a cream. One of the creams out there, some women use Premarin, which, remember, Premarin is not bioidentical.
Because?
It comes from a horse. The estrogen's coming from a horse.
And we're not horses.
So, but these topical estrogens, there are estradiol, which is bioidentical, do improve the thickness and the stretchiness of your vaginal tissues in both peri- and postmenopausal women. So these products, the whole idea is to help reduce dryness. And again, once you start reducing the dryness with these topical estrogens, you need to know that you also need to use that area of your body. Because again, if you don't use it, you lose it. You need to increase the blood flow to that area. This is very, very important. Whether you have a partner, whether you have self-stimulation, this is very important. That's a part of our life that is hopefully there forever. Atrophy can come to the point where women can have such tightness of their vagina where nothing can be introduced. And that's very important. We're looking at your quality of life. Women who are on, for example, the BioT hormones, which we call that systemic hormones. Remember, those are the pellets that I put under the skin. They last for women 3 to 4 months. Those can also improve your vaginal dryness because it's going to the root of the problem. Those cells have receptors for estrogen. Those cells in your vagina that produce those secretions that help, quote, make you wet, are very receptive to estrogen. So that's part of your body. You also, remember, need testosterone for your sexual well-being. So we want to make sure that this is an issue. You've got to bring it up. You know, there was the other day a whole article on one of my journals about bringing up with your patients, bringing up sexual health. And, you know, you bring it up with your doctor, you bring it up with your practitioner. Don't be shy. I'm here to help guide and have people have a little more confidence. And you know what? There's a lot of people out there who have these issues. You're not the only one. How many people are postmenopausal? How many women say, you know, I just don't want to have sex anymore with my husband, my spouse, because it hurts? Talk about it. Bring it up. Bring it up to your doctor. And let's do something about it. Why not? I think that's important. Everybody should. You know, you don't have to suffer in silence. Every one of us here is here as a professional. I'm in the healthcare field. I'm here to help my patients. Now, additionally, we want to avoid the progression of vaginal atrophy. Another way to help with the vaginal atrophy, there are vaginal rings that have that, like, for example, E-string. They're inserted in the vagina. They stay there for 3 months, and they emit a very low dose estrogen, and this can be left in, and this will help many women with their vaginal dryness. Now, there is another ring, and that actually is called femring, and that emits a higher dosage of estrogen, and that's recommended for hot flashes and other symptoms of menopause. The Vagifem, which is a small little tablet that's inserted in the vagina, it comes with a little applicator, and it is estrogen 17-beta estradiol. And that also, if used, for example, we prescribe it daily for 2 weeks, and then you start it using it a couple times a week, that also promotes vaginal health and decreases vaginal dryness. So there are many ways to help ease the discomfort of women who end up with vaginal dryness. Now, you also, again, need to have a thorough exam because there are other conditions that you may think it's just menopause, but they're not. And you need to have a thorough exam to make sure from either your family doctor, your gynecologist, whoever is your healthcare practitioner, to go ahead and check out to make sure, number one, how are your tissues? Make sure there's not other conditions, and also make sure you don't have any associated infections. Now, every one of us, I think, owes it to themselves to tune in, listen, learn about your body. My goodness, you know, if we could take some time to protect our health, we could help prevent a major problem down the road. And that's what we're doing at the Triana Prevention Center, at the Triana Center for Hormone Balance. You know, it's not just feeling good. It's trying to, like we were saying, the effects of hormones on your bones. I have seen many women who over time have come in and they didn't know that they have, for example, one of the complications of osteoporosis. They might have a broken hip. They end up in the hospital, have to have surgery, or women also who end up with compression fractures, which remember, men can get also. Now, very interesting that testosterone is a major player in your bone health. Now, this is important for both men and women. So you men out there who have such symptoms as decreased libido, decreased energy. Remember we talked about depression is associated with low testosterone or low T. If you have osteoporosis, so if you've been diagnosed with osteoporosis, you need to know what is your vitamin D level? What are your hormone levels? These are the things we can do to help correct, to help build up your bones. Now, if you are a man who has these conditions, then you need to look and check into getting your hormone balanced. Now, with the BioT, it's very simple. We insert under the skin in your tush. I call it the tush. In the fat, we make a tiny little incision, and we use a trocar, make a little pathway, a little channel, and we put these pellets under the skin. It doesn't hurt. We use local anesthetic. You know, I watched the other day the Today Show, and they were doing injections in the nose without even using anesthetic. I'm going, boy, that could really, really hurt. They were doing like a rhinoplasty, like a nose job. And I'm thinking, wow, when I do the procedure for BioT, my patients don't feel just a little tiny mosquito bite.
They probably had a couple martinis before that happened.
No, they didn't.
Nothing, huh?
No, nothing. Wow. So when you come in, and remember, we have that summer special still going. If you want to have a consultation, call my office at 625-1990. Call and make an appointment. Have a consultation. If you call and mention the radio show, you'll get $50 off your initial consultation. So once you get your consultation to see if you are a good candidate for hormone balancing, you can go ahead and we'll get your levels. And you would, let me tell you, the results are life-changing. So this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Thank you so much for listening today. You've learned today about osteoporosis. You learned about vaginal health. That's important for everyone. Remember, I want everyone to have more good years and have an intimate life should be a forever life. So listen next week to the Dr. Triana Show. Good day and have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and God bless.
WCCF, Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte. Coming to you from the Grand Air Services Studios. Award-winning air conditioning, refrigeration, and